Dorothy Kane with D-System South. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings, this is the dad trying to get a hold of his kids, the husband trying to reconcile with his wife, because I'm in love with you, and because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. And on that last subject, there was an interesting discussion with I won't say discussion with a gentleman because he's dead, but a gentleman who was raised as a Muslim, and turned to become a Christian, and posed, wrote a book that I think may be worthy read. But one of his questions is the truth worth dying for? And well, he died. I think an important question for my family, because is the scripture the truth? And if so, is it important enough of a truth that needs to be heeded, including, obviously, Jim Cross, my wife, and my kids? Clearly, the fundamental command about love, love the Lord and love the neighbor, is the defining truth. And of course, especially as I've been studying the languages, when the John 14, when Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, I am the truth, the veritas. He claims to be the truth, and so if you understand that is the truth worth dying for, you're supposed to die to Christ. So what that means is the pressures of the world, the pressures of the institution, are set aside, because the focus is obedience to Christ, which includes the idea of love. And it's manifest in many ways, including dialogomai, however it's pronounced, which is dialogue. And, of course, reconciliation. I'm not going to stop until I'm dead trying to do that, because the truth is worth dying for. Dorothy Jane, I love you.